Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Death in Holy Orders by P.D. James, published by Penguin Books in 2001. Today's book is about tradition, religion, and murder. St Anselm's is a small, exclusive theological college on the East Anglian coast. When the body of a student is found buried under a collapsed sandbank and his wealthy father disputes the inquest finding, Commander Adam Dalgleish is called in to review the case. Dalgleish has connections to St Anselm's, having spent summer holidays at the college as a boy with his vicar father. He has fond memories of the isolated community and agrees to return to look into the boy's death. But St Anselm's is facing change with the introduction of a new archdeacon who is keen to modernise and potentially close the college. While the other teachers and fathers, many who have lived in the college for decades, are reluctant to move into the 21st century. On Dalgleish's first night at St Anselm's, the college is full of visitors, and during a fierce storm, a tragedy strikes and someone is murdered in the chapel. First on scene, Dalgleish takes over the investigation and becomes embroiled in the politics and secrets of the tightly knit community, where there are multiple motives and suspects for the murder. But is this new murder linked to the original death on the beach? Who is lying, and who will benefit from the murder? Death in Holy Orders is an engrossing police procedural about politics, religion, and the concept of truth. The school, filled with priceless artworks, is facing challenges and resisting change. Their traditional ways are out of step with the rest of the church, but who is willing to kill to maintain the status quo? The religious community is a source of frustration for Dalgleish and his team of detectives. Their loyalty lies not with justice and the police, but their religion. And information is withheld unless the right question is asked. There are political machinations, decades-long secrets, grudges, and greed underneath the cloaks and the prayers. Unlike other investigations where he arrives without knowledge of the people or the place, Dalgleish has to take a step back from his own connections to St Anselm's to objectively view the situation. As well as the calm and capable Dalgleish with his moody poetic soul, there is also a rich group of eccentric characters with murky pasts, from the fathers to the visiting academics and staff, as well as the students. The setting of the book in a remote location with an isolated group of potential suspects is not new in crime fiction. But Death in Holy Orders is filled with intriguing characters and twists that brings new life into this trope. And after finishing this book, I find myself wishing that I could go back to St Anselm's again. So if you like isolated religious communities, the fine line between truth and lies, curious characters and police procedurals, you might like Death in Holy Orders by P.D. James. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.